96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. How much do you really know about mental illness? Do African Americans not recognize the symptoms? Are they unable to address the stigma often attached to mental illness? And where do we get help? This is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, and we're addressing these issues tonight. My guests are Sophie Clark, Executive Director of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Health, Sasha Ballard, the first Miss Virginia Plus USA. Her platform is postpartum depression awareness. And we have on the line psychologist Dr. Alduin Tart. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, let me first start with Sasha. Sasha, your platform for Miss Virginia Plus USA is postpartum depression, but this isn't just about you being interested in this. You struggled with this issue. Tell me about that.
Correct. After I had my daughter in July of 2012, I had severe postpartum depression. I just didn't have a connection. You know, when people say, oh, I had my child and I just immediately, you know, felt all this love for them. I didn't feel any of that. I didn't know what they were talking about. I wish that I did, but I just didn't feel it. I looked at her and said, oh, you know, a baby. But I never felt connected. I did more things for her out of obligation rather than genuine love. And I had to take the time out to sincerely learn how to love my daughter.
Mm-hmm. When did you discover that this was more serious than just a notion, so to speak?
Because I felt like it wasn't normal. I felt like the things that other women talked about, why didn't I feel that way? I felt frustrated. I felt angry. There were times where, you know, I didn't know what to do, where I felt like I didn't want her. I felt, you know, sometimes, you know, I wanted to shake her at times. And I felt like this, you know, this is not for my spirit. And I would pray, you know, God, please remove this from my spirit. And I knew that this wasn't normal thoughts and feelings to have. And it wasn't normal to not, you know, have that deep connection with your child like, you know, some women do.
Mm-hmm. Sophie, you're nodding your head. What are your thoughts about what you're hearing from Sasha?
That she's really talking about something that's real for a lot of people who experience symptoms of depression, whether it be postpartum or just generally speaking. She said a few things that are key, where she was experiencing something, but at a certain point, she knew it wasn't normal. Mm-hmm. She knew it wasn't normal. And so that's always a critical point. When you think you're at a place where this is not your norm, you need to do something in order to try to address the issue.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Tart, when you're talking about issues of mental illness, and let's just take Sophie's or Sasha's situation, how can you be more proactive? Because certainly when it comes to, you know, the Black community, sometimes looking at issues of mental illness, particularly severe cases, we have a tendency not to want to know. Is that correct?
We are very afraid of mental health, but we overutilize it, meaning We won't want to go to counseling because we don't want to be labeled as mentally ill. But what happens is we come in under emergency. So there are a lot of African Americans that are getting treatment in the juvenile detention centers, in jails. Every jail has a staff psychologist, sometimes two or three. And so if we do more appropriate marketing or different marketing to say, hey, these are some symptoms that occur after pregnancy that might be a sign you might want to go get checked out, then more people will respond to that versus the term mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
We will admit that something is not right or that we need help, but whenever we hear mentally ill, we will run regardless of the problem just because of the stigma.
Mm. So, Sasha, how did you deal with this issue?
So, you know, initially I would try to talk to people, some women about it, my family about it, and it was immediately, you know, dismissed. You know, you're not the only one. It's okay. I mean, get over it. At the time, my daughter's father and I had split, and so it was like, oh, you know, there are other single mothers in the world. And it was like I was imagining things, or if some women I talked to, you know, they looked at me like I was crazy and would immediately judge me. And the last thing I wanted was someone trying to take my daughter or assume that, you know, I would harm her, because there is a side of postpartum where psychosis evolves. And a lot of times those women do harm their children. But I was not at that stage. So I found myself really, you know, having to deal with it on my own. A lot of times, you know, anytime I would get these negative thoughts, you know, again, I would just ask God to please, you know, remove this spirit from me, that it was not, I knew it was not from me. It was not a good spirit to have. And I really, I had to consciously make a decision to make improvements. What could I do? And I had to actually consciously address my past issues. It's hard to show love to a child when you didn't receive love in different areas.
Did you seek counseling, professional help?
I went to my gynecologist about it, and the first thing she did was said, oh, this is what's going on. You know, here's some Zoloft. Mm-hmm. And I, in my mind, I felt like, well, that would mean that I'm weak, like for me to have to take any type of medication. So I just kind of threw it away, threw it somewhere, and was like, I'm not taking no medication. I'm not about to take no, you know, quote unquote crazy meds. And, I didn't really do too much counseling. I did a lot of research, and I really, you know, again, I had to really openly address like some of my past issues that I had that was affecting me from showing my daughter the love and the attention that she needed, and why not only did I have a disconnect, but why she was starting to have a disconnect from me as her mother.
Mm-hmm. Sophie, with what you're hearing about this, and again, this isn't so much about postpartum depression, mm-hmm. but obviously there are medications, there are therapies, there are treatments at various and sundry levels. But if your doctor, and you went to your gynecologist and not so much a psychiatrist or mm-hmm. or a psychologist, but if you are prescribed medicine by a medical professional who has seen these kinds of situations before, is throwing away your meds the best thing to do?
Might not be. I think that there definitely needs to be a shift even in the medical office, because maybe that wasn't the best course of action for Sasha. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about accessing treatment and care, I think from the professional side, whether you're a therapist or a clinician or a medical doc, that conversation about your symptoms, that conversation about your comfort level with treatment and things like that needs to really be tailored so that you can offer a solution that that person will more than likely follow up with.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about mental illness, the stigma, African Americans, how our culture addresses or does not address this issue. Lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Wouldn't it be? Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing African Americans and mental health awareness. My guests are Sophie Clark, Executive Director of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Health, Sasha Ballard, the first Miss Virginia Plus USA. Her platform is focusing on postpartum depression awareness, and psychologist Dr. Alduin Tart. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I go to the phones, I want to remind our listeners that there is an event, it's coming up this week, that will address this very issue. Sophie, can you give us a real short explanation of what's coming up here in Washington?
Sure. This Saturday, July the 26th, NAMI DC is partnering with the Association of Black Social Workers to host a regional town hall meeting on this very topic. And so we're having a panel discussion to really address the stigma, to address treatment issues, to address signs and symptoms, all of the things that people probably have questions about and anxieties about, in hopes that people will leave educated and ready to take action. The other piece of that is that we're actually going to showcase throughout the day personal stories of recovery, personal stories of hope and healing. So people will be using their artistic talents to do that. And we're going to end on a very, very high note with Miss Ayanna Gregory, the daughter of legendary activist Dick Gregory. And so we're really happy about that.
What's the website for people who want more information about it?
They can register at www.namidc. That's namidc.org.
And we'll talk about more of that later on in the program. Let me quickly go to the phone lines. Eugene, calling from Nottingham, Maryland. Hey, what's on your mind? Quickly, what's on your mind?
I wanted to promote the idea of counseling, and it's a different perspective. It's not from a postpartum pregnancy. It's more from a relationship point of view, men and women. A lot of guys don't want to go to counseling when they're a lady mentions it to discuss issues, and I think they should definitely go to counseling if they have a clear conscience. I think if you really want to iron things out, go to a neutral professional that's trained to listen, doesn't have a vested interest or bias, and put your issues out there, because if both people really love each other and really want to work things out, you go to a neutral professional and that professional can see both sides. And I think quite often a lot of guys, and I'm not going to say all guys, but a lot of guys don't want to go to counseling, quite frankly, because I think they have guilty consciences and don't really want everything to come out. But if you have a clear conscience, going to a counselor, a professional, to hear your side of the story sometimes can give you the needed support that you don't always get, because a lot of times the person you're with may not respect your feelings or even understand them. That professional can really help you out.
All right. Well, Eugene, thank you so much. I'm about to go to a break, but Dr. Tartt, I want you to at least begin to address this one question. When it comes to the African-American community, are we missing out on some of the issues surrounding mental health? Again, are we ignoring it? Is culture affecting us?
I think we're starting to do a lot more about it by taking this into the media. You see psychologists now mainstream on mainstream shows like Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta Housewives. And so now getting therapy is becoming more chic. It's becoming more mainstream. It's been mainstream for our counterparts for a long time. And to address Eugene's issue, he's right. He's right that men don't like to go to counseling, but the reason is not necessarily a guilty conscience. It's the fact that men have difficulty asking for help.
Well, hold that point, because I need to take a break, and I'm going to let you finish that point on the other side. If you were on the phone, including Betty, Warren, and Maryland, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on mental illness, mental health, and the African-American community on Sirius XM Channel 141. Stay